Star Wars 7x7, episode 3408. The Lonely Traveler's Home is another short story in Tales of Light and Life, the collection of stories bridging phase 1, 2, and 3, or 2, 1, and 3, I guess in that order, of the High Republic Ginormous Storytelling Initiative. And this is a tale of light and life in the most literal sense. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, this story actually is very much a dose of Star Wars joy in its own right. It's called The Lonely Traveler is Home, and it's Daniel Jose Older's story, which features a lot of the characters that he introduced to us in the High Republic Adventures comic series, and also in his storytelling, including Jamaram, I'll try that and see, who first showed up in the Phase 1 Wave 2 novel Race to Crash Point Tower. So this story takes place on Starlight Beacon, and it takes place about a year before the terrible, tragic ending of Phase 1 when Starlight Beacon takes a dive, quite literally. And it features a homesick Ram and a homesick Zine Morala, but Zine Morala is homesick in a way that doesn't necessarily translate to a place, it translates to a person, though that isn't explained so much in the novel. But if you have a sense of other storytelling where her connection with Lula Talasola is made more evident, then yes, you will understand that homesickness a little bit more clearly. But in this story, Ram decides to do something sweet, thinking that the homesickness is about a place for Zine, and wants to set up a surprise party for her and remind her of pleasant things about home and invite all their friends to it and just create a moment for her, which is wonderful. And we end up getting a fun twist on that situation in the story. We also get an appearance from Jedi Master Torben Buck, aka Buckets of Blood, who is also referred to as Master Buckets by the various Padawans. So that's fun. And yeah, that's just one of the, you know, laugh out loud characters where it's always something that brings a smile to your face anytime that character shows up in anything. And the story itself is titled based on what is, you know, loosely translated as an old Aloxian saying, which is, when the heart smiles, the lonely traveler is home. And they don't necessarily dig into the meaning or the implications of that phrase. It's just reflected in the goings on in the story. And, you know, if you sit with it, you do end up arriving at, you know, ideas about how just all of our individual journeys through life are very solitary and lonely in their way. There's, you know, all sorts of stuff that we're experiencing in our own internal worlds that isn't necessarily available to everyone else. But, you know, when we are around people, when we are around community, that's when we can make our hearts smile. And that's where all of us as lonely travelers throughout the world, throughout the galaxy far, far away, that's when we feel at home. That's when we feel most the sensation of being at home. It also reinforces the idea of found family that is such a significant part of the fabric of Star Wars too. So yeah, that's pretty much everything that I want to share about The Lonely Traveler is Home. It's, you know, not a high stakes story or anything like that. It's just a sweet story, well told. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.